Okay, we have a quorum now, so one of y'all want to take over for Miss Sarah since she's not here today.
You got it, Lynn?
Ms. Feaser, why don't you go ahead? You kind of know how the R Robert's Rules of Order work.
Okay. In the absence of our president and secretary, I'll call the meeting to order at 4:21 p.m. on March 19th. I believe the first thing on our is our minutes, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, the minutes have been posted. If everyone has had a chance to look at those, then we will entertain a motion to accept those as recorded.
I'll make the motion. I'll
Okay.
second.
Is that Brittany?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. I'm also having to write this down since I'm not sure where if Lynn's in there or not. Okay, the motion's been made and second to accept the minutes as presented. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. I'm still trying to get my thing to pull up here and let me see what's going on. Okay, the next thing was the school calendar. Mr. Lewis, would you like to address that for us, please?
Yeah, I gave you guys three options. I'm meeting with classified PPC tomorrow. I don't really have a preference. The only thing I think why one might be better than the other is the one where we get out on that Friday, May 15th, instead of having to come back one day the following week. But that's, you never know how many snow days we're going to have, and I know not everybody's in favor of Mondays, and we sure don't want to use all of our makeup snow days on Mondays, so you might have to go a couple of days the following week anyway. But what was the what does your staffs feel like would be?
Everyone I spoke with said get out on the, I think, what, the 15th? Yeah, they didn't see any sense in coming in for one day,
That
especially those
Friday.
that had to drive.
Yeah. And like I said, there's no guarantee since, about the snow days. We've been pretty lucky, truthfully, last 2 years, but
Yes.
you know how that can go at any time. So I think the
Everybody, can you hear me? I think I'm on now. All
Yeah,
right.
I got you now.
It's been crazy. So the elementary teachers here really liked option three, but they had some thoughts on a few of the days. So I told them I would share this. They don't really like using Good Friday as a snow makeup day. They would rather use that Monday of that week and still have a 4 day week and still have the holiday.
And that's a possibility. I mean, we could
I really haven't heard a whole lot of opposition to making up on Mondays unless there was just a huge number.
No, but that
yeah.
week we would be out Monday anyway, and so they would rather use that Monday, which would be March the 30th, for a makeup snow day rather than the Good Friday.
Yeah.
Well, the only thing about that is spring break is the week before.
That's right.
I know the ones that talked to me about it considered that and just didn't think it would be that big of a problem as long as it was announced like we do in adequate time. But that's just a thought.
Right.
The other thought elementary had, and I know that this probably conflicts with secondary, is the first 9 weeks progress parent-teacher conferences. They kind of thought that was a little early in the year and didn't give them time to really have a lot of knowledge about their kiddos just in those first few weeks of school. They'd like to see that a little bit later.
Personally, I would agree with that. I mean, it didn't have to be a lot later, but that is, you really are still trying to get to know them and what they can and can't do, and maybe even a couple weeks would help.
And that was kind of their thoughts a little bit.
Well,
And with
yeah, I
didn't
totally
one of
agree
the
with that.
options have it in October?
Well, the thought
You know.
was with high school kids, if you wait till the end of the 9 weeks, some of them have already bombed instead of trying to catch it early.
But
The truth.
is it not? Now, I know here, and I don't know if it's in the policy, but teachers are supposed to be, contacting parents at different intervals about their students' low grades. So if they were doing that, you could still move it a couple of weeks, and teachers would, I mean, and parents would be informed. It just depends on how much we're going to push on that.
Well, my thought on it, and I know that this is probably completely out of the box, but my thought on it is the first 9 weeks, they always do better in the first place. It's the second 9 weeks right before Thanksgiving where they shut down.
Yeah, there's some proof of that.
I would prefer it in the second 9 weeks because of that reason, but I also know that with ball games and everything else that it becomes a nightmare. But just throwing that out there.
You're talking about having the parent-teacher conference during the second quarter instead of the end of the first?
Yes, so that they don't end up failing the semester.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it comes hard with basketballs and ball games and everything else that's going on at that time, but we were able to do it a couple of years, and it did really help the kids. But
So
still
here's
one
my thought.
logistical nightmare to get it planned too.
Right now you've got it on the 11th of September, and the quarter doesn't end until the 10th of October. What if we moved it from the 11th of September, maybe even down to like the 25th of September? You still have about 2 to 3 weeks in there in which a kid could work to improve their grade, and that would give teachers a little bit more time to learn their
Yeah,
kids.
that would help.
So if you did the 25th, you would have 2 more weeks until the quarter was over.
Right. And we give our kids time to make things up usually.
They're given every day to make up.
Up till the
Yeah.
last minute.
Yes, and then.
I'm not opposed to that. I kind of like that. So you like option one, but move parent teacher conference.
No, option three.
Oh, sorry. Yeah,
Option three with those.
somebody pulled up. Option three. So you like option three, but the parent teacher conference from
From
September
the
11th to
11th.
the 25th.
Yes. And consider moving that snow makeup day from Good Friday back to that Monday.
Yeah.
Or even if you had to do it the next week on the 6th.
Yeah,
But
I don't
just,
like the idea of taking a Monday after spring break if we can help it. I
True,
agree.
but we don't want to give up Good Friday either with those of us that do a lot of cooking for families that come in. It's just one of those things. It's some people are going to like it and some aren't. I mean, it's just,
Why don't we stick with that there? Because
Okay.
I can always use some other Mondays. That could be a
Well, and
last case scenario. If we've got 7 or 8 snow days we have to make up, we may have to use Good Friday. But if it's like this year, we only had 4, we can probably space them out where it's not too bad.
I think that would work great.
Okay, so is everybody in agreement with option three then, but move parent teacher conference to September 25th? Because I really don't think classified is going to really care too much what the calendar looks like, but I could be wrong. But They usually don't,
The only thing I would add that the feedback that I've heard is that they really liked the teachers really liked the idea of having a teacher in service day after parent teacher conferences, like we see on option one. So I don't know, like if we move parent teacher conferences to the 25th, would it be possible to also have teacher in service on the 26th of September?
instead of the 13th of October. That's a
Correct.
good point. That's a good one.
Well, that adds a day to the end of the calendar. Because you have to have so many student contact days. So if you put a PD day anywhere but a Monday, that adds a day to the end.
Yeah, we don't want to do that.
No,
Nope.
we don't want to do that.
No, we don't want to do that.
That would null the point of going with option three. So, yeah.
Okay, so do I hear a motion to approve calendar option three, but move parent teacher conference from September 11th to September 25th?
I'll make the motion.
Hey, the motion has been made. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Brittany, thank you. Any more discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. And see, what was next on the agenda there?
I think that was it.
Yeah, I put new business on there in case something crept up, but I didn't
Okay.
know of anything. So.
I will keep everybody informed about any legislation that passes. That might change calendars, and but they're going to recess for spring break just like us. So, it's liable to be mid-April. Hopefully, be before the April board meeting. But if anything comes along, I will pass that along, and we'll try to meet just as quick as they make a decision on that sort of thing.
Speaking of board meetings, did you say ours was Thursday?
Yes, tomorrow here at Western Grove, 6 o'clock.
Okay. Do we have an agenda for that yet?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
Would you like to see it?
I would. Lovely.
See if I can. If send me an email tomorrow and remind me, and I'll send you one.
Sure thing. Thanks.
Yep.
If there's not any more new business, I would entertain the motion to adjourn.
I'll make the motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
Is
Thank
that
you, Lynn
Tracy?
and Tracy. Yes.
Thanks.
Most all those in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Meeting is adjourned. You guys have
Thank
a
you.
wonderful evening.
Don't get blown away.
Yeah, really? Thought I was going to a couple minutes ago.